Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycom for supporting Skim. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your Raycon order.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're outside. Can you tell?
You hear the airplane?
Can you hear that airplane going down? I swear it's going down.
The birds?
You hear the birds?
Right to the airport. What are you talking about?
They get the chirping. What airport?
The Salt Lake Airport's right there.
Well, hold on now.
That's north.
That's still another, that's like 40-minute drive or something.
Drive, yeah, but it's like 5 minutes in a plane.
I still expect it to be that low right here. Is that what they always do?
Yeah.
So if you and I were flying in from Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas. That's what Van calls it, Vegas. We would be coming that way. That would be our plane, you'd see.
Directly here.
It seems dangerous to fly over all these people.
It's not that low.
I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. We're here. We're outside. We decided to do it outside today because it's just nice. We were in this weird pattern weather right now. The whole last 30 days or so have been... We get a little bit of evaporation of the mountain where we got a lot of runoff and all the flood concerns and everything.
Kind of wake up with it sunny.
Goes right up into the clouds and then says, I can't hold it anymore. And then pees on the whole valley.
Okay, it rained on the whole valley.
That's what I mean.
Ew.
What's wrong with saying pee? It's kind of like
it's a pee. Very different thing.
It's like the clouds can't hold it, you know. It's like having to pee. But then it goes back up. Or no, sorry. It comes down here and then the clouds dissipate and you're like, oh, it's warming up again. And then those things melt, and the process happens again. And before you know it, every
it's kinda
day.
Nice though, because it's almost every afternoon, which means at night we go to bed and the house isn't hot.
Yeah.
Or super, it's not super sunny, so we've been able to do a lot of nice afternoon walks and stuff.
Yeah.
Like late afternoon, sometimes evening. We went to the concerts the other day. In Daybreak, we have concerts every Friday and Saturday night on the weekends, and we were able to just walk out there and go get a slice of pizza and just chill out near it. I wasn't going to sit in the crowds because.
Yeah, who nobody wants to do that.
And then we sat by the lake and listened to it. It was just really nice.
It was a weird band, too. Good. Normally they do cover bands. This wasn't a cover band. It was like, I guess, just a band.
A band, yeah. There's a few of those. This weekend, though, we have the Bollywood Festival.
Bollywood?
Yes.
Oh.
It's going to be really cool.
So like...
There'll be vendors and food.
You got annoyed with me when I played a Bollywood song in the car the other day.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
It was just not my driving music.
It was cool. It was kind of techno-y and stuff. You didn't like it.
I wasn't in the mood. No. I like it most of the time. I've heard it before.
If you guys listen to, or if you watch the movie Inside Man, the opening credits and the closing credits have this awesome Bollywood song from the 90s that is so fun to listen to. And
like
I thought you would
else,
like it.
Though, you have to be kind of in the mood for certain things.
I think you're racist against Indian people.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I think is going on here. We got a real humdinger going.
Yeah, keep talking, Mr. Johnson.
Anyway,
you're
I'm just
in a lot of trouble.
I am here to tell you, though, I think June has been unreasonably busy. so far.
I didn't expect it. I thought, oh, great. There's nothing on the calendar in June.
Yeah. Like, it reminds me of when the kids were little and there was a billion summer things to do because you had kids.
Yeah, but you didn't really calendar them. It was just busy. But we don't have, I mean, we've had Van around a lot, which is super fun.
Nothing wrong with that.
Take him to the park, take him to the, we haven't been to the pool yet because of these afternoon rains. Every time you think, oh, maybe we should go to the pool today. And then it just rains right then.
So he's been a real lesson for me in how to get kids obsessed with your intellectual property. And I'll tell you what I mean. He's now 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's just one time sees the Super Mario Brothers movie. And now
he went to the theater to see it.
He is obsessed with Mario, Luigi.
He also has seen it Waluigi every single day since then at home on Apple TV.
Waluario, he calls Wario that. He loves Yoshi. He wants to talk about Donkey Kong. It's like all of these things that I grew up with. Suddenly Van can't get enough. So Kim and Taylor have been buying these like knockoff action figures.
Not knockoff.
They kind of look knockoff.
The little ones?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Are they official?
They're official.
Sanctioned by Lord Nintendo?
I don't know, but we've had a lot of fun buying them for him. And just like he sits and plays with them and they talk to each other and Donkey Kong.
Yeah, he likes to go Donkey Kong.
It's really fun.
But when I hear him do that, I realize he's just doing Seth Rogen because Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong in that movie, right?
Yeah,
but he really likes
true.
Bowser. He likes all of it in a way that is just insane. I don't know if I've seen this kind of obsession, well, since his dinosaur run.
Yeah. And Taylor was surprised when he liked Bowser. He goes, I love bad guys.
Yeah, he likes the bad guys. He's a good guy that likes bad guys.
Yeah.
I relate to that.
Great.
I like the bad guys, too, in things, movies, whatever. Yeah. I like him more than Joe.
Absolutely in love with all of it, though.
Yeah, so he's been around a ton, and we did family pictures. That was weird.
We had my niece in town for a week. She was so fun, and it was fun to hang out with her. She came in town to get a tattoo from the same artist she had previously gotten a tattoo from, but she was building on that same one. So
yeah.
She needed to use the same artist.
And all during this, Carter got home from Europe and immediately was sick. She got concrud in Europe and was sick for a week and a half. So it's just been like, I don't know, it's just felt a little precarious. And I've been really busy. I'm trying to fulfill a Kickstarter right now, which is all going fine. It's just a lot to do. And then in my infinite wisdom, I launched a new daily video thing, which just means more work. And
yeah, infinite wisdom, but it's going really well and everyone seems
it's going great. Yeah, no, I it was the right instinct at the right moment.
Carter's arriving with lunch.
Oh, Carter has brought us food. I don't think we're allowed to eat on
here.
Thank
you. Why?
Thank you, because it's gross. People hear you eat.
Oh, on here. I thought out here.
No, I said on air.
I was like,
not allowed to eat outside.
No, the new HOA rules are can't eat out in
your front porch.
Yeah. It is funny, though, how, Carter, I don't know if you noticed this, but the front porch is a lot noisier than the back, our patio in the back.
I mean, that makes sense.
Because we got these homes that are like townhomes right here. They echo sound.
Plus the road.
Plus the road. Plus the airplane just went right over our head. Plus
that
guy just...
still happens in the back there, but we kind of have a little secret garden back there.
It dampens the noise.
Did you see that guy? We should tell people why you're here. Carter and I are signing our free comic book day prints from May.
We're finally doing this.
But they're all still coming, and they'll be out heading out free for everybody who ordered them like Monday, because our goal is this weekend they are signed and done. So know that.
I know.
Going into the weekend.
You can blame me. I was out of town for 2 weeks, and then I got really sick right after.
Yep.
You can blame me.
This past weekend wasn't my fault. This past weekend was very busy, but we're actually getting to it now.
We actually have a weekend that's not entirely run by other people.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. We're going to sign them. We're going to watch like King of the Hill or something while we do it.
It's Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, who cares? It's freaking... What are you guys even going to do? What can you even do?
Don't you worry about it, mister.
You got it covered?
I got it covered.
Okay.
What can you even do?
Yeah, the one that's the actual daughter. Kim does everything. Anyway... Yeah, so we'll get those done. We'll get those out and make people very happy when we do it.
Yeah, those will be fun.
The other thing is, you're about to go on a little trip. I'm going to be here me and Carter will run the show while you're gone, but you're going to go and see my sister. And that's all we'll say about it. Do we want to do we spoil it? Because she doesn't check any of this. She doesn't know.
She watches. I listen to the scam. But yeah, we won't say anything then.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it after I get back.
Let's just say Kim really is excited to see my nephews and niece and my sister and her husband and their dog.
There you go. Perfect.
In the beautiful Twin Cities part of the country known as Minneapolis, Minnesota, where everyone talks like, oh, don't you know, and that kind of thing. Right?
That's Should the I come back and say that? Oh, I've been in Minnesota, don't you know?
I know the stereotype. I'm keyed in on this. Anyway, that'll be fun for you guys, though.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And then right after that, not right after that, in about another 20 days or something, 25 days, we are off to the family reunion.
Yeah.
So summer is a real kick in the butt.
It's a little busy, but it's a good kind of busy.
We're supposed to spend all our extra time playing Diablo 4. And when I say we, I mean Carter and I. Because Kim is not partaking.
In the Diablo.
But Taylor, Dylan.
El Diablo.
The video game.
Nick and B are all playing too.
Yeah, everybody's playing.
Everybody's playing.
Kim.
That's right.
Because we're a gamer family that somehow Kim doesn't game in. Which has never made...
I'm very supportive.
It's never made a lot of sense, though, right?
It's just not my theme.
Oh, and Carter's hair is green.
Carter's hair is green right now.
I like it. I feel like it was a subtle... It was a rebellion against your sister, in a way.
It was a little.
Because she was picking colors for our family photos, and you were like, oh, green? Okay, guess what? I'm coming with green hair. What if she changed her mind, and then you'd have been screwed?
Well, I don't really care.
Okay.
Then she just have green
hair.
That was a cool location for shooting, though. I have to admit, for the photos, it's nice up on those buildings. It felt like New York. It was weird. We were in the part of Central Salt Lake where, I guess, some of the older buildings are an older financial district.
Uh-huh.
And if you just glance at it and said, "Hey, that looks like the Bronx or something," you might believe me.
It's where all the hotels that were built in the 1800s are.
Yeah, 1800s, early 1900s. And what's wrong?
Well, she's covered in cat hair from cat petting her.
Oh, well, don't bring that near our flat pizza units. Also, the quick update on this stupid cat here. This cat named Honey. I hate the name. Whatever. Honey. It's too late, right? Can't change it.
I don't think she cares. You can call her whatever you want.
Honey doesn't care. Honey don't care. She's a cat that's a stray that she just loves it here, and she hangs out here, and Carter has some food for her, and she doesn't live in our house, but she lives outside, and... Anyway, she likes me. She wants to get up on me and lay on me, and she's very sweet.
And leave all of her hair
on
you.
It's honestly like a big deal because she was probably 2 years ago. Sorry, a lot of hair.
Ew, foul.
Stop.
Foul. There's cat hair everywhere, and it stays. It floats.
I was just going to say, 2 years ago, she was
terrified
of people and like would not come anywhere near anyone. And now she's just chilling with us out here.
Yep. She's a sweetheart.
Anyway,
although she barfs occasionally.
Less than Deckard.
Way less than Deckard. My gosh, Deckard. Deckard hurled like a man the other day. Anyway.
I'm going to go make
vibes. See ya.
Thanks, we're going to take a break right here, and we'll be back in a moment to read your emails, so stay tuned.
All right, you guys, quick break to talk about our wonderful friends at Raycon. Let's face it, with coffee starting at about $5, and yes, that's without any customizations. You're more like $8.50 or $9. At the end of that. And our bank account somehow always depleting. Well, we're officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing but are priced differently solely based on the brand name. So a good duplicate or dupe is crucial for getting the highest quality out of the best price. One dupe you definitely don't want to sleep on, Raycon Wireless Earbuds. They are premium audio at the perfect price. So you can listen to what you want, when you want, without breaking the bank. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today to get 15% off your Raycon order. Their mission is to prove that you shouldn't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound and essential smart tech listening features, which Raycon has a ton of. And you can get a pair and a spare. I always liked the way that sounded, but also it's true. And you still pay less than you would with some of these other brands. You want to go big tech name brand, you're going to spend as much money as it would cost me to get two sets of Raycons, which I am very happy to do. Raycon knows that in this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect, and they offer buy now, pay later options as well. So they got you covered. You can pay as low as $18 at checkout if you want to go that route. Anyway, they're amazing, and they also offer 2 years product protection insurance just for a few bucks. It's totally worth it. Three customizable sound profiles, earbud tap functions, noise isolation. These are my three favorite things. But what, you know, the things you don't hear about a lot, because I just expect them now, is crystal quality, crystal clear quality of sound when it comes to calls. And these have those. Water and sweat resistant. These have those. And I get 8 hours of playtime. Insane. Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/skim to score 15% off.
Kim is still upset about the hair on her pizza.
What?
Hairy pizza. That was my nickname in high school, Hairy Pizza. Hey, let's read some emails, Kim. How about this one from Cappy?
Alrighty.
Hey, guys. I know Scott... Oh, the subject, by the way, is this one's for Kim, but it's actually for Scott. Hey, guys. I know Scott is always wishing he could have sweet treats. My wife is on Mounjaro? Mounjaro? I don't know what that is.
I don't know either. What does it say?
And has to eat very, very low carbs or she gets the biggest sweet tooth around. Gets the biggest sweet tooth around. Yeah, I don't know what Mounjaro is. Anyway, she found a couple of easy sweet treats that are zero carbs, zero sugar. Wanted to share them with y'all for Kim to make for Scott.
We need this.
Both are very good in taste and they even feel naughty to eat, he says. He says, first, it's a no-bake cookie dough. Not for actually cookies. You just eat the dough. Anyway, one package cream cheese, 1 cup almond butter. You writing this down? Just kidding.
No, but I'm thinking about it as it goes.
Sugar-free chocolate chips. Add depending on how many you want. I do like those. A pinch of monk fruit sweetener.
Okay.
I wonder if that new stuff would work too.
Yeah, probably.
Half a tablespoon of vanilla extract. Put all these ingredients in a bowl, mix, and refrigerate. Next is kind of a cereal treat bar. So that's the first one.
That sounds really good.
That does sound great. I'd eat that.
I like cookie dough anyway.
Next one is this. 1 pack of sugar-free marshmallows. Is that even a thing?
I can look.
They ain't going to give you the...
I don't know.
1 bag of keto cinnamon cereal. I'd like to get that anyway, because I like cereal, but I'm trying to avoid sugar.
Okay, so this would be really chunky. I like those.
Half a stick of butter. Okay, airplane.
Like you.
Good gosh.
That's a Delta one. It's just going straight to the airport.
Half a stick of butter, pinch of cinnamon, some more cinnamon. That's cool. 1/2 cup sugar-free chocolate chips. You melt the marshmallows, butter it in a pan. Once melted, add chocolate chips and cinnamon. Stir until melted, add cereal, and stir combined. It makes make an 8x8 dish and refrigerate until solid, then cut those up and eat them.
It's like some squares.
This sounds great.
By the way, whenever I do, when it says pinch of cinnamon, I add a lot of cinnamon.
I love cinnamon. Giant cinnamon fan.
I love doing that.
And cinnamon's
so
good
flavor.
For you. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon's like better, good for your like other stuff,
and
digestion.
And Mike, he sent us some of that really good Ceylon cinnamon.
Oh yeah, that's right. We'll use that. Cappy, you're awesome. I am trying. We are
Thank
doing
you.
This.
We're definitely
I'm
doing
forwarding this.
This
to you right now.
Okay.
Kim Johnson, send. I have sent you an email. Another email. Final email of the day. We didn't get too many this time. Molly wrote in. Hi, Scott and Kim. A while ago, I think you mentioned that instead of grass, you have something like clover on the ground in your lawn. If so, what is it called? Love the show, Molly. All right, so we're not going to get specific here.
That's not even supposed to be in there.
I know, but we mentioned it, though. We mentioned it.
Okay.
Let's just say if you live in a place that allows for it, we hear real good things about... What's it called? Clover. And it's literally just that, right? You can go to Home Depot and get clover seeds.
We went to a farm store.
Right, the same
Ours
thing.
Ours is called IFA, Intermountain Farmers of America.
Right.
But I don't know if you can actually... I don't know if Home Depot carries that. I've never bought it
In
there.
Theory, if we used it, that's where we got it.
Yes.
Okay, and so we recommend you doing that. But you could get it anywhere. Anywhere that has
it's
seeds, I've seen
seed.
It.
Clover seed, it usually comes in a pretty good-sized pack, so it'll do... It'll say how many square feet it will cover, and then...
And Molly, that's literally all it is clover. Like if you're thinking of like 3 and 4 leaf clovers, that's it. It's clover.
Yep.
It's just ground cover clover.
Little tiny white flowers sometimes.
As a kid, I was told that was a weed, but in my modern day life,
I realize it's so
awesome.
Much better.
Yeah, it's great. If I was to use it, if I were to have it here, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
If you'd like to send us an email, skimshow@gmail.com, skimshow@gmail.com is where you can send it. Or you can send us texts or voicemails to 801-471-0462. you have a cool food item today?
I'm just looking at this lunch Carter brought us. And that's all I can think about.
I know. We got pizza from... these are pizza bread things from Costco?
No, they're like a little flatbread from just the local grocery store.
Just grocery store.
Yeah, just a little local grocery store.
Just a little lunchy mm-hmm. McLuncher.
Deal. Flatbreads.
I have to go to the doctor tomorrow.
So he's trying to be really good.
I'm trying to be good. I'm not looking forward to it. Even though my blood pressure reads low at home, when I go in there, it goes high because I'm nervous because of the damn doctor.
Everybody's does a
Are
little.
They still doing masks, do you know?
I don't know.
I wonder if we get a call or ask her.
Take one with you.
Take it just in case. Yeah, there you go. Why call when you can...
Yeah, I mean, my meals lately, though, have been more along the lines of just, like, stuff I can throw in the oven. It's been cooler, and so I can use the oven in the summer and not feel like it's going to heat the whole house up. But usually in the summer, I grill a lot.
It's a little weird that it's June 15th, and it's kind of cold. It's this rain repeat.
It's chilly, and it's... A good kind of chili. It's just a wet.
Oh, I like a good wet chili.
I'll have to make you some chili.
I don't want a dry chili. All right, so no magic recipes from Kim this week.
It's just that time of year where you get so much going on that it's easy to throw marinated things in the fridge and then throw it on the grill in the afternoon.
Wait, tell them about your cool new weird waffle iron thing that made the little balls.
It's called a bubble waffle iron.
It's awesome. It's almost like reverse waffles. They're out pushing instead of in pushing.
Bubble waffles in Vegas. We were there when we were running around with Van, and they were just cool looking. They had dipping sauce for them and everything. So I thought, I'm going to try one of these waffle irons, and I did, and they were so good. They were so crunchy and soft in the middle and crunchy on the outside.
You guys, it was fan effing tastic. I want more, but I can't have sugar, so get to do a
they
better...
They didn't have sugar, but I also didn't add anything to yours. You just ate them crunchy.
I also got to lower my carb intake.
Yep.
That's what she's going to tell me tomorrow.
That's what she's going to tell you. It's all right. We can do this. It's summertime. All the fruits and vegetables are high and mighty and everywhere.
They're high and mighty. We're going to be like, hey...
I do have one recipe, and it would be
carrot,
fun
how you doing?
Try.
Don't talk to me. I'm high and mighty.
Don't speak to me. All the vegetables are out there, though. We do a really good caprese salad around here because I love to grow basil and fresh tomatoes. But it's really fun to add thin-sliced cucumbers to it.
Mm.
With your basil, your tomatoes, cucumbers, and then a little balsamic and a little bit of avocado oil on there.
Didn't you raise salt some mint pepper. Leaves that smell like soap or something? Or you
no,
did something back there?
I did some chocolate mint.
Oh, chocolate mint. It's a weird thing to smell of.
It's weird. It smells just like chocolate mint. It'll actually make a really good tea.
Are you meant to use it for things like that? To eat it or consume it?
Yeah, you can consume it. It's mint.
Huh.
You could make chocolate mint brownies with it, things like that.
Okay, well then there's... See, we gave him some ideas here.
All right.
Go make your deal. Get that going.
Find something you like to eat in the summer.
Indeed.
Because it's different to eat different things in the summer. I do a lot of soups in the winter and things like that, but in the summer, dude. Yeah. Grill it. Make salads. Eat it
chop
fresh.
It up. Stick it in the stew. Or whatever Samwise Gamgee said that one time.
We are going to have to go make some sugar-free cookie dough.
I'm
that
in on this.
That sounds so good.
Can we do that this weekend?
Yeah.
Try totally. This? One
I'll
of those two
today.
Things? I don't even care which one. Or both. Anyway, there you go. That's our show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
You guys are awesome.
We love having you around. Please keep those emails and contacts coming. We just love hearing from you. And we'll feature it on our next upcoming episode. Kim, anything else to say? Some broad wisdom to drop?
Just get out there and touch some grass.
Get out there and get it done and touch that grass. We'll see you guys next week.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.